सहनावतु सहनोऽवनतु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा
विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। तपोवीचीनपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
We'll chant from verse number 38.
38 to 41, we'll chant together. विवेक्तदेशे आसीनः विरागो विजितेन्द्रियः भावयेतेक आत्मानं तमनन्तमनन्यधि। आत्मन्नेवाखिलं दृश्यं प्रविलाप्य धिया सुधि भावयेदेक आत्मानं निर्मलाकाशवत्सदा उपवर्णादिकं सर्वं विहाय परमार्थवित् परिपूर्णचिदानन्दः स्वरूपेणावतिष्ठते। ज्ञात्री ज्ञान ज्ञेयभेद परेणात्मनि विद्यते चिदानन्दैकरूपत्वा दीप्यते स्वयमेव हि। सो दीज वर्सेस आर फॉर मेडिटेशन। हाउ टू मेडिटेट इट इज सेड विविक्त देशे। फर्स्ट वी हैव टू सेलेक्ट ए प्लेस सॉलिटरी प्लेस एंड देयर यू हैव टू सिट। हाउ विराग विराग मीन्स विड्रॉइंग फ्रॉम ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड विड्रॉइंग फ्रॉम द यूनिवर्स विड्रॉइंग फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड जगत। विजितेंद्रिय विच इन एंड द इंद्रियज फुल्ली कंट्रोल्ड। इंद्रियज आर नॉट गोइंग इन टू द फील्ड इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स दे आर ऑल विड्रॉन। विजितेंद्रिय एंड वॉट इज हैपनिंग इन साइड इज सजातीय वित्ति प्रवाह इज हैपनिंग। वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट सविकल्प समाधि। सविकल्प समाधि मीन्स विथ विकल्प। स विकल्प विथ विकल्प विथ अ थॉट। वॉट इज द थॉट? A continuous one thought is there. What is that? Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, or whatever mantra you are doing. Sa Bikalp Samadhi, a thought is continuously is there. You are meditating on that sabda or the mantra. This is called Sa Bikalp Samadhi. And you can choose many words. If you are meditating on Brahman, there are many words. We have read many texts, you can find out. Brahman cannot be defined. Brahman can only be indicated by different words. And the words we have seen, Asanga Satchidananda Swaprabodhaita Varjita. Where from is this? You have studied. Drik Drishya Vivek. The word Asanga. anasaya, and then Satchidananda. They are all indicator. He is the Sat, he is Chit, he is Anand, he is Asanga, he is Nirgun, he is Nirakar. All these words are indicator only. You can take any words. It's not necessary that you should harp on the same thing again and again. Every day, if you morning, evening, you take dal and chawal, will you like it? No. You want change, variety. So newness will come if you take different words. In Vivek Chudamani, we got asanga dvaita varjitam. Asanga dvaita varjitam. There is no duality. Dvaita varjitam is also indicating the same thing. In Bhagavad Gita also, there are 8 indicators given in chapter 12, sloka number 3, which says, Yetu aksharam anirdesham abhyaktam paryupasate sarvatragam achintam chakutastha achalam dhruvam. 8 words indicating the same truth. Yetu aksharam, aksharam means which is not perishable. Aksharam, indicating the same entity. Whole world is charam. Aksharam. Anirdesham. Anirdesham, you cannot define. You cannot describe. What is Brahman? What is Atman? You cannot describe. Anirdesham. Abhyaktam. Unmanifest. Abhyaktam is also referring to that. Sarvatragam is all pervasive. Gone everywhere. Achintam, you cannot think from your mind. Mind cannot grasp it. Achintam. Kutastham. Kutastham means there is no modification in it. All changes are happening on that. Kutastham is like an anvil. The blacksmith makes a lot of things on that anvil, but the anvil remains same. Similarly, this tattva is kutastha. All the changes are happening on this kutastha. Achalam is not moving. Dhruvam, it is eternal, it is nitya. In Nirvana Satkam also, you can take that also. The last para indicates everything about that. In first 5 stanzas, this is not this, not this, not this. Na mano buddhi ahankara. I am not man, I am not buddhi, I am not ahankara. 5 things are all negations, 5 stanzas. The last one, it says, I am this, 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 this. So you can take anything, any tattva. So he is nirgun, he is asanga. So you have to meditate that way. You see, it can be explained this way also. Have you seen a cycle wheel? In wheel you have seen the spokes. All the spokes are from different circumference coming to one hub. There is one center, one hub, we call it. All the spokes are connected to that hub. Similarly, all these words are all indicators to that Brahman. And what happens when I am continuously doing this sajatiya vritti prabha, all of a sudden the triputi will end. We call it triputi bhanga. What is this triputi? Knower, known and knowing. Knower, known and knowing. Out of these 3, this sajatiya vritti prabha, when it is going on, all 3 are there. Meditator is there, meditating is there, and the object of meditation is there. Triputi bhanga means meditator will end, meditating will end. What will remain? Meditated upon. That will remain. This will be triputi bhanga. So, dhyeya matra avasthiti, this is called dhyeya matra avasthiti, on which we are meditating, that will, you cannot negate that. That Brahman, that Atman, you cannot negate. You can negate the whole world, but we cannot negate that Atman or Brahman. That will be always there. While going to the sleep, what we do? First is, I am sleeping, and for that we make all those arrangements so that the sleep may come. When we are sucked into sleep, what happens? I am sleeping is gone. All the arrangements are no more required. Then only sleep remains. Only sleep remains. Similarly, in sleep, what is there? There is abhavakar vritti. Abhavakar vritti is there. In each vritti, what is vritti? In each thought. In each thought, there is an object. In each thought, there is an object. Suppose I say, you see whether there are hairs on my head or not? You will say, yes, hairs are there. Tomorrow morning, I come with Mundan. Now I tell you, see whether my hairs are there or not. What will the answer? No, you are not seeing. So what vritti is that? Abhavakar vritti. There is no object. It is abhav. Suppose I take some salt in this spoon and show you. What is that? You suppose, I am not putting it. Suppose the salt is there. What will you see? Salt. If I put it in the water, now I show you. Is there anything? Nothing. Salt is not there. Then what is that? Abhavakar vritti. Vritti is there. But the vritti of nothingness. Abhavakar vritti means vritti of nothingness is there. Therefore, Patanjali defines Nidra as Abhav Pratyaya Alamban Vritti Nidra. Abhav. Abhav means nothingness is there. Pratyaya. Pratyaya means the thought. Alamban is the support. Vritti Nidra. What is Nidra? Nidra is that in which there is a thought, but in thought there is no object. Nothingness is there. Vritti is there, but there is no object of that vritti. You got it? So in the mind, when you are in the deep sleep, vritti is there, but there is no object. So that is called abhavakar vritti. So vritti can have an object, or vritti can have no object. Just like I showed you, this has got salt. Then the vritti will be, there is a salt. If I remove the salt, what is there? Is there anything in the spoon? Abhavakar vritti. There is nothing in the spoon. So this is called a vritti. A thought can be have a positive thing or maybe have an absence of a thing also. If I go and tell you, find out whether the Tulsi Ramayana is there in the bookstore or not, you will search everywhere and you will say, you do. No, it is not there. Abhavakar vritti. Tulsi Ramayana is not there. So this is abhavakar vritti. Let me give you an experiment. Huh? Then you will remember. What is this in this glass? So what is the vritti, the thought forming here? We call it jalakar vritti. Is it not so? A thought of water. Water has not gone inside. What has gone inside? A thought of water has gone inside. Similarly, now I actually put some salt here. Okay. So this is salt. Huh? So now there are two vrittis. One is jalakar vritti, lavanakar vritti. Salt is called lavan.
Saltakar.
Saltakar vritti. For your understanding. For Shuddha Hindi, lavanakar vritti, jalakar vritti. Okay, there are two vrittis now. Okay. So for knowing anything, knower is there, object is there. Right? Knower is there. Who is knower? Ego is there. Ahankar is there. Who is knowing? Ahankar is knowing. So now I put this in this and stir it. Now you tell me, do you see salt? If I show you only this much, what will you say? Jalakar vritti. So in deep sleep, what happens? There is no ego. Ego is merged. To show you this example, I want to show you that the ego and the abhavakar vritti has become one. Ego is a separate thing, the knower. And knowing is, object is different. Knower and known are always two different things. But in deep sleep, what has happened? Knower is not available. I am not experiencing nothingness while I am sleeping. At that time, there is nothingness, is not, I am not experiencing. Why? Because the experiencer has merged. We call it thin eye. Thin eye means eye is there, but it's not available for experience. In the waking state, it is there fully. You can see, you can hear, you can touch, taste. But in the deep sleep, that is not there. So it has merged with the abhavakar vritti, like salt has merged with the jalakar. Lavanakar vritti and jalakar vritti has become one vritti, and it is called abhavakar vritti. In the deep sleep, two things are there. One is the ego and another is nothingness. Object of the thought is nothingness, abhava. What happened to the ego? It has merged with the abhavakar vritti. Since it has merged, there is no separate identity now. At this point of time in waking, it has got a separate identity, seeing. It is knowing. But in deep sleep, you don't know. If mosquito comes and kisses you, do you know? Na, kon aaya? Pata nahi. But the next morning when you get up, if somebody asks you, how was your sleep last night? You will say, I slept peacefully. Why peacefully? There was no disturbance. Disturbance means of what? There was no vritti. Vritti all disturb our mind. So there was a vritti without an object. Nothingness, abhavakar vritti. But the eye has thinned. It's not 100% gone. If in the waking state eye is say so much, in the deep sleep it has become so much. It's not totally gone. It is there. Why it is there? Because when the next morning you wake up, it is your experience. It is not my experience. If it is your experience, if you remember, that means the experiencer was also present at that time. Therefore, the thin eye, this much eye is there, which is not expressing fully in deep sleep, but it is experiencing during the deep sleep. Early morning when you get up, the experiencer and the rememberer has to be one. Therefore you say, you slept well. So once the same thing happens in the nirvikal samadhi, from the sabikal samadhi to nirvikal samadhi, what is the difference? The triputi has gone. Once the triputi is gone, what is left now is the dheya mastra. That means the object of that vritti alone is there. What was the object of the vritti when we were meditating? Brahmakar vritti. Aham brahmasmi, soham, hoham. Whatever word you have taken, that is there. So when the triputi ends in nirvikalp samadhi, the object of that vritti, in the deep sleep it was abhavakar vritti. When we are meditating on aham brahmasmi, what is the object of that vritti? Brahman. When Triputi ends, what remains? Brahman remains. You are experiencing Brahman there. Where? What happened to the ego?
There's the salt.
It has not ended. When you come out of the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you are still there. Then you say, yes, I experience. The total awareness you will experience. And for knowing that Brahman, you don't need any instrument. No mind, no senses are required. Why? Swayameva dipyate chidanandaika rupatvat dipyate swayameva hi. When you go there, when you reach there, what is that? Satchitananda. You are existing, you are not dead in Nirvikalp Samadhi. Chit, total awareness is there. It is Ananda Swarup. Why Ananda Swarup? No thoughts are there. Who is giving me sorrow? The thoughts are giving me sorrow. If I see an accident, the accident has not gone inside. What has gone inside? So who gave me disturbance? Thought gave me disturbance. In the deep sleep, no thoughts. Therefore you experience sukh. In samadhi, no thoughts. Therefore you experience sukh. So he is chit sarup, ananda sarup, or ek rupa. Ek rupa means it's homogeneous, it's not going up and down. In the world, when we experience sukh, there is three types. What are those? Have you heard this word? Priya, mod and pramod. It goes up and down. Priya, mod, pramod, the different variety, different degrees are there. But in that samadhi, ekarupam, homogeneous. It's not going up and down. And to know that object, no other instrument, mind or senses required, because that tattva is swayam jyoti. You don't need another jyoti to see it. To see the sun, you don't carry one another candle. I want to see sun. Is the sun there or not? No, you don't need candle. Similarly, to know that Brahman, which is swayam jyoti, swayam dipyate, you need nothing else. No instrument is needed. In the next verse, Shankaracharya is giving one metaphor. 42.
Evam atmarano dhyana, evam atmarano dhyana, matat mathane satatam krite, mathane satatam krite, uditavagati jwala, uditavagati jwala, sarva jnanendhanam dahet,
sarva jnanendhanam dahet,
evam atmarano dhyana mathane satatam krite, uditavagati jwala, sarva jnanendhanam dahet.
Evam mane this way, it refers to the previous verses. Meditation, when you are continuously meditating, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, evam, nirantara abhyasta, do constant practice. How long we have to do? What is the definition of abhyas? Dirghakal. Remember? Dirabhumi. So this way you have to do the abhyas. नहीं एक दिन बैठा कुछ नहीं हुआ क्या लीव इट कुछ नहीं है नो निरंतर और दीर्घ काल यू हैव टू डू इट. हियर इट इज द एग्जाम्पल इज गिवन अरनी मंथन. अरनी, व्हाट इज दिस अरनी? इन अर्लियर टाइम्स, इन एंशियंट टाइम्स, टू लाइट द हवन कुंड दे यूज टू डू वन प्रोसेस थ्रू विच दे यूज टू गेट फायर. दैट इज कॉल्ड अरनी. We are fortunate that we were able to see that Arni somewhere in the South India when we were going with our Swami Advaitananji on a South trip. So in some museum we saw that Arni.
What is
Andaman? So what is this Arni? It has got two wooden cups like this. This is softwood. So two cups like this, hollow like this, and there is a rod. I have not spent even a single cent. Whatever was available in the kitchen, I brought it to show you how it works. So they have got a rod. It's a simple rod. And they it's like this. And then it is to be charred.
Hold it properly.
You see? This is Arni. This way, with the friction, this is also wood, this is also soft wood, and with the friction, what will happen? The fire will.
And they'll put a cotton.
They will put a cotton, and from that cotton, they will take to the yajnasala. Immediately, they will light it.
Wow.
This is called Arani Manthan. But visualize, this is wooden cup. This is wooden cup.
Wooden cup, and somebody has to press it.
Ah.
Hold it, otherwise it will roll.
Okay.
And then some other person has to churn like this, manthan, churning.
This is Arni Manthan. I have something.
Easier with the lighter though.
At that time there was no light. In the lighter also.
Lighter
there also.
Was not there what you're talking about.
There also is a friction is there inside.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a friction. So Arni Manthan. Now you have seen the dadhi manthan also. What is dadhi? Yogurt. In the dadhi, in the yogurt, the butter is already there. The churning rod doesn't bring the butter from outside, or we are also not putting. So butter is already there in the milk, which is set as a yogurt. Then you churn. What comes? The idea is churning is required. Now this churning is happening here. See the example given by Shankaracharya and how you have to churn here inside. So by churning in the mind, dhyan mathanam satatam krite. Dhyan mathanam. When you are doing this sabikal samadhi, satatam. Continuously you do it. What is happening inside is a churning. Churning of what? Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. It is continuously going on. Then what will happen? Udit avagati jwala. Udit means born. Avagati means knowledge. Jwala means fire. So when you churn Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, what will happen? In the mind, there will be a fire, fire of knowledge. The same thing in Bhagavad Gita, he said, Jnana Agni. When you churn, like the fire in the Arni comes, similarly here the fire will be the fire of knowledge. Jnana will happen. So what is this Arni? You see the two cups are there. First one is the mind. Upper one is yourself. And the rod is called your mantra. Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, or whatever you are doing. Three things are required. Where this churning is happening? inside. Inside means in mind. So mind has to be present. Next is the Atman required. If Atman is not there, mind is inert. Atman is required. Then the rod is required. What is this rod? Is the Mahavakya or the your mantra. So only three things are present. Your mind, your Atman, and the mantra. And you are churning. Continuously you are churning. So three factors you have understood clearly. When you do this thing, satatam krite, what will happen? The fire of knowledge will come. And the mantra can be anything. Soham ham so, or aham brahmasmi, or even pranav also. Om, om, om. Om is the churning rod and om is the end result also. We want to reach Om, Pranava. In Kaivalya Upanishad it is said, Atmanam aranim kritva pranavam cha uttararani dhyana nirmatam abhyasat pasam dahati panditah. Same thing. Atman is mind, then pranav is there, then there is a mantra going on. So what will happen if you continuously churn, 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 then pasam, pasam is bondage. Dahati is destroyed. Panditaha, the person who is doing. We all have the bondage, no? So bondage, what is that bondage? Ignorance. Ignorance, dahati. Khatam, ignorance ends. By what? Gyan agni. So in Kaivalya Upanishad it is said, the first is your mind is one, Arni, lower Arni, and the upper Arni is your Pranava. Pranava means the Brahman, the Atman. And the Manthan is also, you are doing the Manthan of Om, 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 Om. Om is the Upasana and Om is the result also. So by this constant churning, what will happen? The knowledge will happen. Dhyan nirmadana abhyasat, then knowledge will happen and that knowledge will burn your ignorance. It will end your bandhan. Similar type of verse is also found in Sweta Svetar Upanishad also. Example is very apt. Example is very apt. You see, when we are doing the Arni Manthan, the fire, unmanifest fire, already exists in these two cups. Is that so? It's a wooden cup. Fire already exists there. By Manthan, what happens? It manifests. It manifests. Similarly, when we are doing the manthan of our mantra inside, Atman is already with us. It manifests. You got it? Atman will manifest. So, Paramatman is also hidden inside. Hidden by what? Hidden by Ajnan. And the knowledge of fire, Jnanagni, will remove that Ajnan. Jnanagni will burn all the Ajnan. So Hriday is the kunda, Jnan is the fire. Where it is all happening? In the Hriday. Hriday means in our mind. So if there is a kunda, so there has to be a fire. The fire is Jnanagni. and the churning is meditation. It is happening inside. Same thing now in this Shankaracharya says, sarva agyan indhan dahet. Sarva, 100%, agyan, ignorance. Indhan, with all its roots. Agyan with all its consequences, it all effects. Dahet, burns, khatam. Once you come to know this Brahman, when it manifests, everything ends. Then what remains? Only Atma Tattva will remain. Gurudev writes beautifully here in page number 104. Okay, last para. The churning of knowledge is elaborately described in the Kaivalya Upanishad. In the ancient days, for the purpose of rituals, fire was produced by churning a wooden rod on two wooden pieces hollowed out of the ends of the rod to rest. When the rod is churned in these sockets, arni, pressed down firmly, the friction creates heat and fire. That you have understood, arni. The lower ego and the higher self are churned with the Mahavakya. So the rod is Mahavakya. Lower and higher. Lower is your mind. Higher is your Atman. When the churning Dhyan Manthan is done properly, the fire of knowledge is generated. Meditation fans it into a conflagration in which all our misconceptions and ignorance are burned down. Can we complete this today? Okay. 43.
Arunene va bodhena. Purva santamaserite. Tata avir bhavedatma. Swayamevangshumaniva. Aruneneva bodhena. Purva santamaserite. Tata avir bhavedatma. Swayamevangshumaniva.
Arun. Arun means not our Arunji. Arun here means the dawn, the charioteer of sun. Before the sun comes, we get some orange color, right? That is called Arun. Eva, like that. When the Arun comes, that means sun is falling after that. Aisa hota hai kya hai? When you get up early in the morning, you will see. Bodhena, by the knowledge of Brahmakar Vritti. Brahmakar Vritti is compared to Arun. Like Arun is dawn before the sun comes into our perception, the Arun comes. Similarly, Brahmakar Vritti is compared to that Arun. It is the dawn. Santamase Hrite. The darkness which was existing in the night, whatever the darkness was there, the moment the Arun comes, all darkness gone. Tataha, immediately after that, Abhirbhavet rises or signs. Abhirbhavet rises or signs. Ansuman, if like the sun comes, that we all see. First comes the Arun, then comes the sun. Similarly, here also it is said, the first world will come, first the Arun will come. What is that Arun? Brahmakar Vritti. That will end ignorance. We'll see it. moment the ignorance is gone, like the sun, Atman is also seen. So you think of a chariot. In the chariot, first come the charioteer, will come later, but you will see the chariot first. Arun is the chariot, sun is the charioteer, so it will follow. First comes the Arun, then comes the sun. Similarly, Brahmakar Vritti is Arun, then followed by Atman. Shankaracharya must be meditating in Brahma Muhurat. Then he saw all these things. Now if I tell you, if you want to see the sunrise, get up early morning, go on your terrace. Terrace to hai nahi. America mein there is no chhat. Nobody goes on the roof. Hai nahi. And then you face west. No, for sunrise you have to face east. Wo bhi pata nahi. So first come the chariot, first come the rath, and thereafter the rathi comes. Arune naiva purva santamase hrite jai. Arun comes, the darkness ends. Similarly, when the Brahmakar Vritti comes, then ignorance ends. Very apt example, very apt example. What is our ignorance? Our ignorance is that I don't know my true nature, I don't know Atman, this is my ignorance. And when teacher or Shastra tells you that you are not Jeev, our ignorance is that we are thinking we are Jeev, this is ignorance. Suppose if I ask you, do you know this thing, and you say, I don't know. And the teacher tells you, this is a spoon. So ignorance of spoon is gone now. Immediately when you come to know, what is this? Similarly, teacher tells you, you are not Jeev, you are Brahman. So ignorance of Brahman, gone. We don't accept that is another thing. We don't accept it, that is another thing. If you don't know a particular type of flower, if somebody tells you, no, this is rose, you know. Achha, this is rose. Your ignorance about the rose is gone now immediately. Immediately it is gone. Like when the Arun comes, all darkness goes. Similarly, when teacher tells you that you are Brahman, then your ignorance about the Brahman is gone. So to see the Arun, we have to get up early in the morning, na? And to see the Atman, you have to do the manthan. Hum dikha denge. I accept the challenge. But you have to do whatever I say. Karna hoga. 100% guarantee. It's not guarantee given by me. Our scripture gives that guarantee. Yes, dikhayenge aapko. You will experience it. So people go to Kanyakumari or people go to Kanchenjunga. Kanchenjunga is in Darjeeling to see sunrise. Suppose in all this day everything is cloudy, you want to see sunrise, you all will run to India. Dekho, wahan jaake sunrise dekhte hain. See, they all go there. But even in Kanyakumari, what happens sometimes, it is cloudy. You can't see, all the effort gone. Early morning you got up and went there, no sun. So now apply this example on us. Arun Arun means the dawn. When the dawn comes, all the darkness ends. This you accept. And the sun has not risen. When the darkness is removed, then sun comes. Hota hai na? Similarly, when the darkness in us is removed, Atma will come. So who is covering the Atman? Our ignorance. What we have to do? Remove. Remove the ignorance. How the ignorance will be removed? By Sravan Manan Nididhyasan Brahmakar Vritti is formed. You have to know about Brahman, his nature. You have to reflect on that. Then after that, Sabikalp Samadhi is to be done. Sarvan Manan Nididhyasan. Then Brahmakar Vritti is formed. Now I know I am not a jeev, I am a Brahman. When the teacher tells you are not a jeev, this is your ignorance, this is your misconception, this is your misunderstanding. You are Brahman. This Brahmakar Vritti removes my ignorance. I was ignorant about this. Somebody told me this is spoon. So ignorance about this is gone. I didn't know this is rose. Somebody told me this is rose flower. So the ignorance about the rose flower is gone. Now the Shastra and the teacher tells you, you are not Jiva, you are Brahman. So your ignorance about the Brahman is gone. Now you want to experience it. That is separate. Then you go to the Sabikalp Samadhi. So who removed the ignorance? Thought of Brahman removed the thought of Jiva. In each thought there can be only one object. Remember always. In each thought there can be only one object. When I am seeing this, this is only the thought of water. At that time there is no other thought. In each thought there can be only one object. But it is so fast that we see 100 of items within a second. But know it for sure that in each thought there can only be one object. When the object of Brahmakar Vritti is there, there is no other thought. When there is no other thought, that means the thought of Jeev is also not there. Then what will happen? Ignorance removed. Vidya avidyam nihanteva tejas timir sangavat. Have you heard this line?
Where?
Vidya avidyam nihanteva tejas timir sangavat. Have you heard this line? You are doing Atmabodhi.
In Atmabodhi, previous verse.
It is verse number 3 of Atmabodhi. Nihanteva. So like Arun removes the darkness, the Brahmakar Vritti removes the Jeev Bhava, because each Vritti has got only one object. When that Vritti is there, no other Vritti is there. So it removes, it pushes away all other. You see, Brahman or Atma did not remove the ignorance. Brahman and Atma cannot do it because Brahman is Akarta, Nikamma. It cannot do anything. Who will do it? Brahmakar Vritti will do it. Atma or Brahman will not do because it is Akarta. Atman is with us, but we don't know. Then what will happen? The knowledge will happen with the Sravan, Manan, and Nididhyasan. Very subtle point. Knowledge happens in the Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. Knowledge is not gained in meditation. Knowledge is not gained in meditation. Knowledge happens only. This is our experience. in school, college, wherever we went, whatever degree we have taken from the university, we listen.
Knowledge is not gained in meditation.
Yeah, knowledge is not gained in meditation. Atman illumines both knowledge and ignorance. Atman illumines both knowledge and ignorance. I was ignorant about this. That was also illumined by Atman. When somebody told me this is a spoon, that also is illumined by Atman. So Atma Tattva is neither the friend of ignorance nor the friend of knowledge. In both Ram and Ravan, Atma Tattva is there. But Atma Tattva is not friend or enemy of Ram or Ravan. Atma Tattva, when I didn't know what is this, it illumined. You don't know what is this. Somebody told me this is spoon. Atma Tattva again said, now you have got the knowledge. So ignorance and the knowledge both are illumined by Atma Tattva. Like the sun illumines both Gangajal and the gutter water, similarly Atma Tattva also illumines both absence and knowledge. Atma Tattva illumines all our good and bad thoughts also. It has nothing to do with that. So when the darkness is removed, Arunena Bodhena Swayamevansumani Abhirbhavet, when the ignorance is removed, what will happen? Arun has removed the darkness, then after that the sun appears immediately. So when the ignorance is removed from our mind, what will happen? Atman. It is already there in the mind, sitting there, covered by the ignorance. Remove it and see it. Suppose you take a torchlight, turn it on, covered it with the blanket. Can you see the light? Take a torchlight or take a bulb. Keep it here, covered with a thick blanket. Can you see the light? If you want to see the light, what do you have to do? Then the brightness, the self-effulgent light, you will be able to see. Similarly, the Atman is self-effulgent but covered by ignorance. Ignorance is removed by Brahma Karvritti. Then after that, Atman with full glory, you can see. So by the knowledge, I come to know my glory. So Brahmakar Vritti removes ignorance in meditation. So next verse, Shankaracharya says, Atma is already there. It is illuminator. It is praptasya prapti. Praptasya prapti. It is already with you. We'll explain. It is already with you and you will get it. So if you want to know the praptasya prapti,
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
To remember this always.